Let's get to business now with Giles Beckford. Giles.
Thank you, Corin Atamari. Wall Street has closed on a strong positive note. There was data showing fewer Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week. Expectations are for a solid jobs report overnight. Forecasts of about 870,000 jobs being added to the US economy. All that's resulted in the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ both rising 0.75%. The S&P 500 was up 0.6%, but at a record high. Our own top 50 index was down 43 points yesterday, a third of a percent. The session was cut short by technical problems, but it seems to have, looking at the announcements coming through, it seems to be up and operating again. New Zealand dollar, 70.6 US cents, 95.3 Australian, 50.7 British pence, 0.596 euro, 77.5 Japanese yen, and 4.56 yuan. Brent crude oil up 90 cents, that's 1.2%, at $71.25 US a barrel. Gold is down $7 to $1,804 US dollars an ounce. As you've been hearing through the news, the main issue today is the Refining New Zealand meeting on converting the Marsden Point refinery into an import facility. The meeting starts late in the morning. The results aren't expected until mid-afternoon, but we'll bring you whatever's happening in that meeting, along with all the other business news and market numbers, around 20 past 12 in Midday Report.
Very good. Tino Pai, thank you very much, Giles Beckford. Kia ora for that.